Well, we've been talking to you about the 17th annual All That Jazz weekend at a beautiful Grove Park Inn Resort and Spa in Asheville, North Carolina. Talked to Al Jarreau last week, and somebody else going to be on that card. Looking forward right here. Bonnie Bramlett has joined us online. Good morning, Bonnie.
Good morning, John, boy. How you doing?
Good, good. It's a pleasure to talk to you, Bonnie. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. I can't wait to get to North Carolina, honey.
Oh, you're going to love it. You're just going to love it.
I know it.
I see you were born in Alton, Illinois, and grew up in East St. Louis. We got an East St. Louis boy on the staff here, Mr. Hansen.
Hey,
oh,
Bonnie.
You did?
25th and Ridge Avenue.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you're lucky to be alive, aren't you, honey?
Yes. Sure am.
You really have to be from there to be able to get how seriously funny that is.
And Bonnie, man, we're talking to Al and you too. What a tender age you started at 14.
Yeah.
You were allowed to sing on Gaslight Square. That's a St. Louis nightclub area.
Yeah.
Much like the French Quarter in New Orleans, you know.
Yeah. Very much like the French Quarter. Mm-hmm. Very, very much like that. Yeah.
Wow. How did you get that at such a tender age? I guess you had a big voice when you were young.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, but, I mean, gospel singing and the blues were pretty much alike. I mean, they had, like, a radio station there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's, I forgot what, WXYZ or something like that. They had a Jerome and Dave Dixon. The brothers had the night train, the gospel train.
Yeah, uh-huh. And Spider Burke.
So a lot of gospel singing kids. We used to sneak down there and sing, you know. And they never could tell I was white, you know. It was the radio, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you know, you got like in. I was a bit of a novelty, so word of mouth got around, you know. And before you know it, I got me a proper gig.
Man, and what about this? Made musical history, the first white Ikeette for Ike and Tina Turner.
I have heard that. I did not know it was true, but apparently it is true, right?
Yes, and during those times, it certainly was not in vogue.
That's where Ike met Tina in East St. Louis.
Yeah, yeah.
He did.
Well, see, Ike was grooming a young guitar player in California named Jimi Hendrix.
Whoa.
At the same time, he was grooming me and Herb Ulsommer, a guitar player in East St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So they go back and forth. They had homes in both places,
mm-hmm.
right?
Wow.
Chuck Berry's from the area, too.
Yeah. Well, he was in jail while I was coming up. And when he got out of jail, though, they wouldn't let him play, you know, because when you're on parole and stuff.
Right.
So he built a park, Chuck Berry Park, so every Sunday, because Missouri's dry on Sunday, you know, you'd go to the park and play. He'd put a stage and equipment and everything up there so all of us kids could have some place to play, and he'd come and jam with us.
Wow.
Man.
Very cool.
No kidding. And by the way, as much stuff that you've done musically, you know, I just happened to be watching Oliver Stone's The Doors movie the other day.
Yeah.
And you got a role on that.
I know, man. I'm like cow poo poo in Texas. You look for me, you'll find me just about everywhere.
You were in Roseanne, too, weren't you, Bonnie? Weren't you at Roseanne?
I did 2.5 seasons of Roseanne.
Wow.
You're still laughing about the cow poo poo, aren't you?
And you had a small but pivotal role in one of my favorite movies of the early 70s, Vanishing Point.
Vanishing Point?
Way out in the desert. Yeah.
It's a cult, whatever that means.
Uh-huh.
I mean, does that mean we have to all get tattoos or something? Whatever. Anyway, it's old. It's a nice way of saying old. Uh-huh. It's still around.
And of course, you know, your legendary group, Delaney and Bonnie and Friends.
Right.
Man, like that. And then, of course, only You Know and I Know, got to play with Eric Clapton. You've just been with the greats.
You know what? And I have been all my life. What a blessing. You know, I've been on the shoulders of the giants, sure enough. And they've all picked me up and put me up there, too. What a blessing.
Man, that is neat.
Working with Herbie Mann and Miles Davis and Cannonball Adderley. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Miles is just from home.
Yes, he is.
We're from the same hometown, you know.
Yes, he is.
That's local.
Mm-hmm.
All of those pickers. Well, Cannonball Adderley, and then that came a little later on. But local was Miles Davis and, you know, all of them bad jazz musicians.
Yeah, really? Well,
Dexter Gordon.
and still making music, man. Your latest album just out in July of last year, Beautiful. That's in stores now.
Right. Yeah. And, on the website, hit them websites.
The website is BonnieBramlett.com.
.com, and you can go to Rockin' Camel to get that Beautiful album. And then you can also go to the Bonnie Bramlett to get Roots, Blues, and Jazz, or you can go to the MrGroove.com website for that, because that's the band we work together, the Mr. Groove Band and me.
Man, that is neat. And what a lineup have for the 17th Annual All That Jazz Weekend. We'll remind listeners, that is this weekend, January 30th through February 1st. Check it out at groveparkinn.com. Call, make sure you get your tickets, 800-438-5800. And you said, Bonnie, this will be your first trip to the Grove Park Inn.
It is, and I can't wait to see Al Jarreau. You guys tell him I'm hunting him.
Yeah, man.
He'll be pleased.
I want to harmonize with him. Well, I know my part.
I talked him into getting one of them hot rock massages down in the spa. So he's expecting to see me. I believe he'd be more tickled if he saw you.
I believe. Yeah.
You're so funny. Well, we're going to have a ball, I'll tell you that. I'm really looking forward to seeing y'all.
All right. Well, Bonnie, thanks for checking in with us.
Okay, baby.
All right. See you soon there, baby. Bye.
Okay, see you there, baby.
Oh, there you know, okay. I know. Yeah, I almost had it.
They're two nuts up there.
Okay, baby.
Bye-bye.
Bonnie Bramlett appeared at the All That Jazz Weekend this weekend. At the Grove Park Inn.
I bet she dances wild.
I bet she does.
Think?
Nice.
East St. Louis girl.
Yeah.
Wow.
She doesn't scare me as bad as Grace Slick did, though.
They sound like they've been in a few of the same bars.
So far, we'll see how it goes.